Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So today we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter number 2, Divinity and Devotional Service, text number
16.
Shushrusha Shradadhanasya Vasudeva Katharuchi. Siyam mahat sevaya vipra punya tirta nishevanat. O twice-born sages, by serving those devotees who are completely freed from all vice, great service is done. I'll break it into smaller pieces. Make it easier. If I'm going, you just let me know if I'm speaking in such a way that's facilitating your translation, because I can adjust, because I have to make it easy for you to do that. So you kindly let me know if I'm speaking too long, etc., or that's too short. Just let me know. Oh, twice-born sages.
Oh, kaks korda sündinud pühakud.
By serving those devotees who are completely freed from all vice,
kes on kõikidest pahedest täielikult vabanenud,
great service is done.
Suur teenimine on tehtud.
By such service,
sellise teenimise läbi,
one gains affinity. Affinity means attraction. Taste. For hearing the messages of Vasudev. Purport. The conditioned life of a living being is caused by his revolting against the Lord. There are men called deva or godly living beings.
On olemas inimesed, keda kutsutakse devadeks, ehk siis jumalikeks elusolenditeks.
And there are men called asuras or demons.
Ja on inimesed, keda kutsutakse asuradeks, ehk teemaniteks.
Who are against the authority of the Supreme Lord.
Kes on jumala kõrgema isiksuse autoriteedi vastu.
In the Bhagavad Gita, 16th chapter.
Bhagavad Gita 16. peatükis.
A vivid description of the asuras is given.
On siis antud asurade kirjeldus.
In which it is said,
milles öeldakse,
that the asuras are put into lower and lower states of ignorance.
Asurad on pannud järjest madalamasse ja madalamasse teadmatuse kummas.
Life after life.
Elu elu järgi.
And so sink to the lower animal forms. And have no information of the absolute truth. The personality of Godhead. These asuras are gradually rectified.
Need asurad on siis lõpuks.
Rectified means corrected or purified. To God consciousness. By the mercy of the Lord's liberated servitors. In different countries. According to the supreme will. Such devotees of God are very confidential associates of the Lord. And when they come to save human society from the dangers of godlessness, they are known as the powerful incarnations of Lord. As sons of the Lord, as servants of the Lord, or as associates of the Lord. But none of them falsely claim to be God themselves. This is a blasphemy declared by the Asuras and the demoniac followers of such Asuras. Also accept pretenders as God. Or his incarnation. In the revealed scriptures, there is definite information of the incarnation of God. No one should be accepted as God or as an incarnation of God unless he is confirmed by the revealed scriptures. The servants of God are to be respected as God by the devotees who actually want to go back to Godhead. Such servants of God are called Mahatmas or Tirthas, and they preach according to particular time and place. The servants of God urge people to become devotees of the Lord. They never tolerate being called God. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was God himself, according to the indication of the revealed scriptures. But he played the part of a devotee. People who knew him to be God addressed him as God. But he used to block his ears with his hands and chant the name of Lord Vishnu. He strongly protested against being called God. Although undoubtedly he was God himself, the Lord behaved so to warn us against unscrupulous men who take pleasure in being addressed as God. The servants of God come to propagate God consciousness. And intelligent people should cooperate with them in every respect. By serving the servant of God, one can please God more than by directly serving the Lord. The Lord is more pleased when he sees that his servants are properly respected, because such servants risk everything for the service of the Lord and so are very dear to the Lord. The Lord declares in the Bhagavad Gita 1869 that no one is dearer to him than one who risks everything to preach his glory.
kui see, kes riskeerib kõigega, et tema ilgusest jutlustada.
By serving the servants of the Lord.
Teenides Jumala teedrit.
One gradually gets the quality of such servants.
See inimene saab lõpuks siis selle teenri omadused.
And thus one becomes qualified.
Ja niimoodi ta saab kvalifitseerituks.
To hear the glories of God.
Et kuulata Jumala hiilgusest.
The eagerness to hear about God.
Ja innukus kuulata Jumalast.
Is the first qualification of a devotee.
On pühendama esimene kvalifikatsioon.
Eligible for entering the kingdom of God.
Mis teeb siis sind sobilikuks, et siseneda Jumala kuningriiki.
Om agyanatim arandashraganan shalakaya chakshurun miritam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobishtam stapitam jena bhutale svayam rupaka damayam dadati svapadantikam. So this Srimad Bhagavatam is the most amazing knowledge.
Srimad Bhagavatam on siis absoluutselt kõige imelisem teadmine.
Available anywhere in the universe.
Mis on igal pool universumis kätte saada.
You will not find any knowledge like this Srimad Bhagavatam.
Te ei leia ühtegi teist teadmist, mis on nagu Srimad Bhagavatam.
You may go to every department at the university here in Tartu.
Te võite minna ükskõik mis osakonda siin Tartu ülikoolis.
You may talk to each and every professor.
Te võite, no, küsitleda kõiki professoreid.
You may ask him what is the ultimate knowledge. And they will not be able to tell you. But if you come here to the Hare Krishna Center, the lotus feet of His Divine Grace Srila
Prabhupada,
here you will get the ultimate knowledge. So, as we were discussing last night, every one of you would like to follow the Bhakti Yoga system and achieve the supreme perfection of total surrender to
Krishna.
So this is a wonderful desire that all of you have. So now, how to make it happen? That is the question. How do we become pure devotees? In the beginning, we're a little bit Krishna conscious, 1% Krishna conscious, and 99% in Maya. So we want to move forward. When we get to 2% Krishna consciousness, then we're 98% in Maya.
Me tahaksime liikuda edasi, et saada 2% Krishna teadus, siis me oleme ainult 98% Mayat.
To the extent that you're Krishna conscious, you're blissful.
Ja kui te suurendate Krishna teadvust, siis te olete õnnelik.
And to the extent that you're in Maya, you're in anxiety.
Ja siis kui suurendate Maya, siis te olete masendus.
Isn't Maya, being in Maya, a lot of anxiety?
Kas Maya ei ole mitte palju masendus?
It's big anxiety to be in Maya. So the idea is, how do we get that percentage of Krishna consciousness higher and higher?
Idea on siis selles, et kuidas me saaksime seda Krishna teaduse protsenti suurendada.
3%.
3%.
5%.
5%.
10%.
10%.
40%.
40%.
90%.
99%.
99.9999999%.
99.9999%.
How do we push forward on that path of bhakti?
Kuidas me suudame ennast edasi lükata sellel bhakti?
Become highly advanced in Krishna consciousness.
Et saada täielik kõrgat arenenuks Krishna teaduses.
So that no anxiety of this material world can touch our hearts.
Nii et ükski masendus materiaalsest maailmast ei puudutaks meie südant.
This we have to know.
Seda meil on vaja teada.
So how will we find out?
Kuidas me teada saame?
The answer is given right here in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Ja vastus on siin samas Srimad Bhagavatamis.
If you want unlimited happiness,
kui sa tahad piiramatut õnne,
If you want to be full of knowledge, if you want to enter into your eternal deathless existence, then all you have to do is follow the wonderful instructions of His Divine Grace, Srila
Prabhupada.
So what is the essence of this purport? What is that secret of success that Prabhupada is giving us here in this purport? It's actually very clear. Prabhupada is talking about these servants of the Lord who are great devotees, who come to deliver us from this material existence. They are great pure-minded personalities. And they can bestow upon us pure Krishna bhakti. So how do we get that pure Krishna bhakti from these great personalities? That answer is given here. Prabhupada says, by serving the servants of the Lord, one gradually gets the quality of such servants. And one thus becomes qualified to hear the glories of God. Did you catch the point? Whatever qualities these great personalities have, those qualities will also become your qualities if you serve them. That's the key. So anytime you see an advanced Vaishnava, whose qualities you would like to have, then all you have to do is serve them. And then you will inherit their qualities. Of course, there are two kinds of service. There is anukul and pratikul. These are two different types of Krishna consciousness. Pratikul is the Krishna consciousness of Kamsa. Kamsa was always thinking, Krishna, I must kill Krishna because otherwise he will kill me. So his Krishna consciousness was against Krishna. He was thinking, how can I kill that Krishna? So he does not kill me. That sort of Krishna consciousness is not very good. We want the other type of Krishna consciousness, that is called anukul. In the mood of love. Even when we are serving the devotees, we have to be careful that it is anukul and not pratikul. Sometimes we may serve the devotees in a not a very happy or a loving way. Like here, take your prasada. In other words, we may react amongst the devotees in an offensive way. Take your
prasada.
But we have to actually serve the Vaishnavas with loving spirit. This serving them with love, that is how we inherit their qualities. We cannot serve them in an offensive way and expect to inherit their qualities.
me ei saa neid teenida solvangutega ja siis oodata, et me saaksime need omadusi.
We have to serve them with love.
Me peame teenima neid armastusega.
If we are in the mood of love, then we will be looking at how to serve.
Kui me vaatame neid armastusega, siis me mõtleme, no hoidsime võimalusi, kuidas teenida.
There are four different types of servants of the spiritual master.
On neli erinevat tüüpi vaimse õpetaja teenreid.
The fourth class servant, the spiritual master will give an instruction.
Neljanda klassi teenrile vaimne õpetaja annab juhendusi.
And the disciple will not follow it.
Ja õpilane ei järgi.
Well, they will think, well, Guru Maharaj just gave me a suggestion. They find some way to avoid following the order of the spiritual master. That is fourth class servant. The third class servant, they do whatever they are told. But they're not in a very happy or a loving spirit. They think, why Guru Maharaj asked me to do this? Doesn't he understand my nature? Why he engages me in this way? Doing the service but with a negative attitude. And then there's the second class servant. That servant does very faithfully executes with enthusiasm and devotion whatever they're asked to do with a spiritual master.
Need teendrid teevad kõike väga entusiastlikult, mida iganes neil palutakse teha.
So you may be wondering, well, how could there be something better than that?
Ja siis võib mõelda, et kuidas saab olla midagi paremat kui see?
To do whatever the spiritual master tells me, whether, you know, with love and enthusiasm, how could there be something better than that?
Kuidas saab olla midagi paremat selles, et ma teen suure armastuse ja entusiasmiga seda, mida mulle vaimne õpetaja ütleb?
Well, there is something better.
Aga seal on midagi paremat.
And that is the disciple who knows what to do.
Ja see on õpilane, kes teab, mida teha.
Without being told.
Ilma, et tale keegi ütleks.
They understand the needs of the spiritual master.
Nad saavad aru vaimse õpetaja vajadustest.
And out of spontaneous enthusiasm, they're always looking how to serve, how to serve, how to serve, without having being told what to do.
Ja sellisest spontaansest entusiasmist nad lihtsalt otsivad võimalusi, kuidas teenida, kuidas rohkem teenida, ilma et neile keegi midagi ütleks.
Whatever such a servant is told to do, they do it very nicely.
Ja mida iganes sellistele õpilastele öeldakse, et teha, nad teevad väga kenasti.
But they have the understanding of how to serve the spiritual master's need.
Kuid neil on arusaamine, kuidas teenida vaimse õpetaja vajadusi.
Without being told.
Ilma ütlemata.
So those devotees who are in the first class position,
ja sellised pühendunud on siis, esmaklassilised.
They very quickly acquire the qualities of the advanced Vaishnavas that they serve.
Ja nad väga kiiresti omandavad selle arenenud Vaishnava omadused, keda nad teenivad.
So we should try to do service for devotees in this mood.
Ja me peaksime püüdma pühendunud teenida just selles meeleolus.
Not waiting around to be told what to do.
Mitte ootama, kuni meil öeldakse, mida teha.
We should be always eager looking. Where is there an opportunity for service?
Me peaksime alati suure innuksega vaatama ringi, kus on võimalus teenida.
Not thinking, oh, when will the devotees serve me?
Mitte mõtlema, et millal pühendunud teenivad mind.
We should always be looking. Where is there an opportunity for service?
Me peaksime alati vaatama, kus on võimalus teenida.
So what is the Bhagavatam saying?
Mida Bhagavatam ütleb?
What is the advantage one gets for serving the great devotees?
Et mis on siis see hüve, mida saadakse suure pühendunud teenimisest?
Vasudeva Kataruchi.
Et see on siis Vasudeva Kataruchi.
One gets the taste for hearing the glories of Krishna.
Et see tasu on, et saab maitse kuulata Krishnast.
So someone could say, what's the advantage of that? I mean, why not, I can hear about politics, or I can hear about the weather, or, the latest sports event at the university. I'd rather hear about those things than hear about Krishna. So who wants to have a taste for hearing about Krishna?
No võidaks öelda, et mis sellest kasu siis on, et ma saan maitselt kuulata Krishnast. Ma võin kuulata sama hästi ka mingisuguseid poliitika sündmusi või siis mingisuguseid sportjuhtid, mis ülikoolis aset leiavad, et mis kasu sellest on.
And we tell them all that by hearing about Krishna, you become Krishna conscious.
No, aga me võime neile öelda, et kui sa kuulad Krishnast, siis sa saad Krishna teadvusesse.
And they say, well, I don't want to be Krishna conscious.
Aga ütleb, et ma ei taha olla Krishna teadvuses.
Who is Krishna anyway? So we have to have a very, why are we here? Why are we here practicing Krishna consciousness? Do we get brainwashed by some devotees? They put some drug in our food. They put us under a spell. That now you become Krishna conscious. And now we're, yes, Krishna conscious. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare. Are we robots? They say, the materialistic people say, we are robots. Hare Krishna robots. So is that true? Or is it not true? Actually, it's not true. At least it's not true about me. I know it's not true about me. Because I am simply a lover of truth. If you can show me a higher truth than Krishna consciousness, I'll become your disciple. I am open to what is the highest truth. But so far I have seen over 34, going back to 1968 actually, over 35 years, so far I have seen this is the highest truth. Right now we are living in a world which is full of untruth. It is full of lies and deceit. And because of it, nobody is happy. If the highest truth can be propagated and everyone can be educated, in this highest truth, then the entire world can become peaceful and happy. So I have dedicated my life for propagating the highest truth for the benefit of the suffering humanity. Because Krishna consciousness is the highest truth that I have found, I am spreading it. But if you show a higher truth, I will join your movement. I have been making this challenge for over 30 years. Wherever I go preaching all over the world. And no one has ever brought forward a truth that is higher than Krishna consciousness. So by scientific observation, my best guess is that Krishna consciousness is the highest truth. So until that day that somebody shows me something higher, I will continue propagating Krishna consciousness. Krishna says this is the highest truth. And it is confirmed by all the great sages throughout all of history. That there is no greater authority than Lord Sri Krishna. So when Krishna says Raja Vijaya, king of knowledge, highest truth, we take it as truth. So perhaps there are some questions. We can try to answer your questions. You may have some questions. Yes.
You talked about love. But can you see love within us, amongst us, amongst us in our center?
Can we see it?
Can you see?
He's saying that love amongst us.
Yeah.
We're talking about love. So can we see the love amongst ourselves?
We have to.
In our center.
Yes. Center. If you don't see the love in this center, and that means there's no Krishna consciousness here. Rupa Goswami, in one book called The Nectar of Instruction, have you seen that book, Nectar of Instruction, by Rupa Goswami? Yes. He lists the six types of loving exchange. Priti Lakshanam. Priti Lakshanam means six types of loving exchange. If there is no love amongst the devotees, that means there is no Krishna consciousness. Love means six types of activities. Giving gifts to the Vaishnavas, receiving gifts from the Vaishnavas, distributing prasadam to the Vaishnavas, accepting prasadam from the Vaishnavas, revealing your heart to the Vaishnavas, and listening when other Vaishnavas reveal their heart to you. You see, these are the six types of loving exchanges given by Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. We give a gift to a devotee, we accept a gift, we gratefully accept a gift from the devotee. Oh, I'm talking too much. I'm sorry.
Siis ei ole Krishna teadvus. Ja Shri Rupa Goswami ütleb, et on kuute tüüpi, juhenduste nektaris ütleb, et on kuute tüüpi siis pühendumuslike, või armastuslike tegevusi pühendunute vahel. Üks on kinkide andmine pühendunutele, siis teine on kinkide võtmine, vastuvõtmine pühendunutele, siis on prasadami jagamine, prasadami vastuvõtmine, oma südame avamine pühendunutele ja siis kuulamine, kuidas pühendunud oma südant avavad.
Jai. So this is how the love is exchanged. Actually, Prabhupada explains that one of the items of spiritual advancement is to become a member of a spiritual family. So the feeling amongst the devotees should be as we're a family. Not that we're strangers. We should feel that we're all family members and we should very much care about everyone's well-being. And I can tell you that actually this is how Prabhupada started this movement. Did Prabhupada just come and say, oh, Krishna is God, and everyone accepted, okay, I will surrender? No. If you went to the university and took a survey, you ask people, do you believe in God?
Ja teed küsitluse ja küsid inimestel, kas nad usuvad Jumalat.
Most people would say yes. And then if you tell them that God, and then you ask them, what would you say if I told you that God is a little blue cowherd boy?
Ja kui sa siis küsiksid neilt, aga mis siis, kui ma ütleksin, et Jumal on pisikene sinine karjuspois?
He plays on a flute.
Ta mängib flööti.
He wears a peacock feather in his hair. And he dances in the bushes. In the moonlit night. You ask him, what would you say if I told you that?
Ja kui sa küsid neilt, aga mis siis, kui ma ütleksin seda?
And he would say, I'm calling the police. There's a person who escaped from an insane asylum out here on the street. So how did Prabhupada convince of? That God is a little blue cowherd boy who plays on the flute, who wears a peacock feather in his hair and dances in the bushes in the moonlit night. How did Prabhupada convince us? By his loving dealings with us. Prabhupada gave us so much wonderful, loving kindness. That it melted our hearts. This was how Prabhupada established his business. So you're going to work now?
Yes.
Hare Krishna. Are you coming for the program tonight?
Yes.
Okay, very good. We'll see you then. Hare Krishna. So this is why it's very important to have loving relationships amongst the devotees.
Are
you going to school now?
Yes.
Okay, are you coming to the program tonight? Okay, very good.
May I ask my questions later?
All right, yeah, we can have a meeting. You can ask all questions or in the class or privately, whatever. Yeah. So, this is the whole basis of our movement, the loving exchange. So the fact is, without love, there's no ISKCON is dead. ISKCON is not the buildings. It's not the bank accounts. It's none of these things. ISKCON is the love between the devotees. That is the actual meaning of ISKCON. So that's how we can make ISKCON great. By having wonderful, loving reciprocation amongst the devotees. Any more questions?
Mul on küsimus asuura ja süüva siis vahel. Ma räägin nüüd endast, et ma nagu väga tahan armastada Krishnat ja selle kaudu muidugi pühendunud ja mitte ainult pühendunud, vaid kõiki inimesi ja kõiki, mis eksisteerib. Seda ma räägin siiralt. Aga samas ma nagu püüan ka teenida Krishna vastavalt oma teadmistega ja vastavalt oma positsioonist. Aga samas mul on niukesed käitumised, mis ma tean, et ma teen halvasti, aga mul ei ole jõudu, ma lähen ja võtsin seda kala, ma läksin ja siit tegin selle jälle esimese printsiipi ja teise printsiipi rikkusin. Ja nii nagu ma kodu tulen või kuskile, ma tunnen, et mul nagu ei ole jõudu. No ühe sõnaga ma ei tea, ma nagu väga tahan, aga mul ei tule välja.
Asura ja Jiva vahel.
Ja et kas ma olen siis Asura, aga juba hakkan nagu tasapisi. Ja point on selles, et ma saan aru, et mul on teemonliku kalduus, aga võibolla ma olen juba niukene teemon, midagi minu sees puhastub, aga ta ei puhastu muidugi nii kiirelt, nagu ma tahaksin.
Translation.
The question is, what's the difference between asuras and jivas? Because ego feels that he really wants to love God, he wants to love Krishna, he wants to love devotees, and he feels that he has this sincere wish to do that. But sometimes he just feels that he has this really demoniac deeds or thoughts.
All right, okay. There are two types of jivas.
Oh, God.
Sura and Asura.
Sura ja Asura.
Actually, every single jiva is a sura, a devotee. You are a pure devotee of Krishna. But right now, you are covered by a fog. An asuric fog, a demoniac fog has come in and covered you. Your actual position is you are a pure devotee of Krishna. But simply the covering cloud of Maya has bewildered your consciousness. Just like a fog, when a thick fog comes in, everything becomes covered up by the fog. But the brilliant sun drives away that fog. The brilliant sun drives away the fog. It destroys the fog. So, what is that brilliant sun? That is Krishna's name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. If you will take shelter of this name with great intensity, understanding that your only hope for happiness after wandering for millions of lifetimes in a hellish nightmare of material existence. If you realize that your only hope is Krishna's holy name, and you will chant like a child crying for the mother, then that dark cloud of Maya, which is polluting your brain right now, that will go away. And your original pure Krishna bhakti will be wonderfully revived. One point of etiquette: in front of Radha and Krishna, according to the nectar devotion, should not sit like the knees like this. You have to train yourself to sit the knees down. Especially you now are very serious. You see, taking pranam mantra and everything. You have to learn the rules. Yeah, you don't sit like this in front of the deities. In nectar devotion, it says not to hold the knees in front of the deities. To sit like a Vaishnavi, not like a Shudra. So, okay. Next, does that answer your question?
He says partly.
Okay. Then you go ahead, ask more, so the rest of it can be answered.
Because
says that he was chanting 16 rounds and following all the regulative principles and everything, but somehow he just fell again, and he's thinking why is that?
Because you're a neophyte. A little child learning how to walk He will sometimes fall. You see? Because he's only a little child. But the parents encourage him, my dear baby boy, you get up and you try again. Then he may try a little bit, one, two, three, and then again, slipping and falling. And he may cry, and the parents say, it is alright, my dear little boy. You get up and you try again. Here, I will hold you and help you. And he tries again, one step, two steps, and then he becomes very confident. He takes three steps, four steps, five, and the parents go, oh, very good, very good. So you're simply a little baby boy, that's all. It's natural you will fall down when you're trying to learn how to walk. But you simply get up and try again. And you keep trying. I don't care how many times you fall down. It doesn't matter how many times you fall down. You just pick yourself up and try again. And I can guarantee you, you will become successful. I absolutely, positively guarantee you, you'll become a great Vaishnava. If you just pick yourself up, I don't care if you fall down 10,000 times. If you pick yourself up the 10,000th time, do you know this light bulb? You know who invented the light bulb?
Thomas Edison.
You know how many times he failed when he tried to find something that would make that filament that would glow? You know he failed 9,999
times?
You know that story? When he tried to make the light bulb, he tried this thing, he tried that thing. He tried thousands of different ways to make the light bulb work. In each and every time he was a failure, it did not succeed. Thousands and thousands of times he tried to make a light bulb work with no success. And finally he discovered one substance that would glow inside that bulb without falling apart and breaking. So you have to have that determination that no matter how many times you fail, you will pick yourself up, put your hand in your bead bag, you'll chant your 16 rounds and you follow the four principles. I absolutely guarantee your success. If you keep picking yourself up and trying again.
It's
perfect answer for him.
He said what?
It's perfect answer for him.
Now you have to be the perfect follower of the answer.
It's a better täiuslik vastuse järgi.
Ma proovin. Ma üritan.
He says he will try.
Yeah. But I always say this.
Aga ma ütlen seda alati.
Trying is not good enough.
Proovimine ei ole küllalt hea.
You must succeed.
Sa pead õnnestuma.
Try means I may succeed, I may fail.
Proovimine tähendab, et ma võin õnnestuda, aga ma võin ka läbi kukkuda.
Therefore, I do not like this word try.
Ja sellepärast mulle ei meeldi see sõna proovi.
I want the word I will succeed.
Ma tahan, et sa ütleksid, et ma õnnestun.
Ma õnnestun.
Questions more?
Küsimusi veel?
When I can't see love, my love towards another people, does it mean that I'm not Krishna conscious?
Et kui ma ei näe armastust teiste inimeste suhtes, kas see tähendab, et ma ei ole Krishna teaduses?
It depends what kind of love you have.
See sõltub, mis sorti armastus sul on.
If you're thinking, I love someone, I want to have sex with them.
Kui sa mõtled, et ma armastan kedagi ja ma tahan seksida temaga.
And that is not Krishna conscious.
See pole Krishna teadus.
That kind of love is not love, that is lust.
See ei ole armastus, see on iha.
You're thinking, I love this devotee, I want to serve them. I want to offer all respect to that devotee without expecting any respect in return.
And
that love is very, very nice. That is called spiritual love. Love means spiritual love. And this love of the material world that I'll scratch your back if you'll scratch mine. That is simply a dirty, nasty, disgusting lust. So do not be. The order for coming down from our acharyas is we should not be lusty. We should have pure, genuine love of selfless service to the Vaishnavas.
Meil peaks olema suur armastus, et teenida isetult pühendunud.
Prabhupada said like this.
Prabhupada ütles niimoodi.
He said, if you actually love your countrymen,
ta ütles, et kui sa tegelikult armastad oma kaaslasi,
you spread this Krishna consciousness movement,
siis sa levitad Krishna teadvuse liikumist.
They are dying.
Ja nad surevad.
So if you actually have a genuine desire in your heart,
ja kui sul on see tegelik soov südames,
that this person is dying without Krishna consciousness,
et see inimene sureb ilma Krishna teaduseta,
I must save them.
Ma pean nad päästma.
That is love.
See on armastus.
You understand?
Saad aru.
Yes. So you must love everyone.
Sa pead armastama kõiki.
That is the instruction of our acharyas.
See on meie acharyad juhendus.
That we must love everyone.
Et me peame armastama kõiki.
But this lust business, no.
Aga see iha värk.
That is selfish. I want some gratification.
See on isekas. Ma tahan lihtsalt oma meelde rahuldust.
That kind of love is disgusting.
Selline armastus on jälestus väär.
That is rejected by the Bhagavatam.
See on Bhagavad Gita poolt nagu tõrjutud.
Yan maitanadi kriyamedi sukham hitu cham. That sexual love, it is simply for spitting on.
Et selline seksuaalne armastus on lihtsalt selle peale võiks ülitada.
But that love of wanting to save that soul from dying and going to the animal kingdom.
Aga selline armastus, mis käsib sul päästa see inimene, et ta läheks tagasi loomade riiki.
That is pure love.
See on puhas armastus.
And that love we must have.
Ja selline armastus meil peab olema.
For all the devotees.
Kõikide pühendunute vastu.
And for all the jivas throughout this entire world.
Ja kõikide jivade vastu ja kogu maailma.
This is what our acharyas are telling us we must do.
See on see, mida meie acharyad ütlevad, et me peame tegema.
So you must do this.
Et sa pead tegema seda.
Okay. Is that all right?
Almost.
You agree?
Yeah, I agree.
Very good. You become the true lover of all living beings by spreading this Krishna consciousness movement. That is love. Questions more? Thank you very much. We'll see you at the program, the campus today.
He will try to come.
Try?
Привет.
Hare Krishna. Questions more?
Yes. Yes, I have a question. But I think it's a long one, okay? Kas see võib olla niimoodi, et ma nagu ühe osa nagu ütlen ära, siis tõlgid ja siis niimoodi, jah? That I will ask a part of it and she will translate for them and then you, and then I continue and then you answer, yes, okay? If we take, a few days ago, yes, a thought came to me that that if we take all the big religions, Islam, Judaism, Christianity, and the mental teachings or spiritual teachings of the East, like Buddhism, Taoism, okay,
et ühesõnaga, et üks päev mõte tuli Lennartile, et kui kõik vaimsed õpetused
või tõlgi mis? Yes.
No, tõlgi siis.
Okay. I will translate myself, okay, but okay, täna ma ütlesin, et üks päev tuli mulle mõte, et ühesõnaga, kui võtta nagu kõik need suuri religioonid ja nagu judaism, islam, kristus ja idama vaimsed õpetused näiteks budism ja taoism, siis ma hakkan inglise keeles, then it seems that they all on some level have the same purpose or the same direction. Ja siis mulle tundus, et teatud tasandil nendel kõigil on üks sama üks siht, and the purpose is that some of those teachings they want to as in Krishna consciousness, they want to no, let's say they want to join with the God, yes, in the end, et nagu ütleme osal nendest on umbes nagu Krishna teaduseski nagu soov Jumala ühineda nagu lõpuks, and some of them I mean Buddhism and Taoism or something like that have a purpose to join with God too, but in another form, et nagu Buddhism ja Taoism on samuti nagu soov nagu ühineda Jumala, aga teises vormis.
Bring one where we want to bring it to one question. Bring one question.
Okay. The thing is that there's only one God, right? Küsimus on, et ainult üks Jumal on Krishna, right? But the God is it seems that there is only one God, but there are so many mental teachings. It's on üks Jumal, aga erinevad vaimsed õpetused.
Let me explain.
Okay. I think that you understand what I mean.
I get you. Religion is one. Mm-hmm. There cannot be more than one religion. God has given one religion.
Et Jumal on üks ja seal on ainult üks religioon. Jumal on meil annud ühe religiooni.
It is man who has invented all of these different religions.
Inimene on see, kes leiutas kõik need erinevad religioonid.
Man in his imperfection has invented this religion.
Inimene ja tema ebatäiuslikus leiutas need erinevad religioonid.
God has given one religion.
Jumal on andnud ühe religiooni.
To love him, that's all.
Et armastada teda ja see kõik.
That's all. So we are not introducing here a new sect of religion.
Ja me ei jutustasin mingisugust uut.
We are teaching here what is the pure essence of religion.
Me tutvustame siin seda puhast religiooni essentsi.
We are teaching you how to become a perfect Buddhist.
Me õpetame, kuidas olla täiuslik budist.
We are teaching you how to become a perfect Christian.
tutvustame, kuidas olla täiuslik
kristlane. We are teaching you how to become a perfect Muslim.
Kuidas olla täiuslik muslim.
We are teaching you how to become a perfect Jew.
Kuidas olla täiuslik juud.
A perfect Sikh.
Täiuslik Sikh.
A perfect Jain.
Täiuslik Jain.
A perfect Taoist.
Täiuslik Taoist.
We are teaching the perfection of religion. We are not teaching some another path of religion, no.
Me ei tutvustasin mingisugust järjekordset teerada, religiooni teerada, vaid me täiuslikku religiooni.
We are teaching the pure original essence of religion before man polluted it by mental speculation.
Me õpetame siin täiuslikku religiooni tuuma enne, kui inimene selle rüvetas oma mõistusega.
So we'll go ahead and stop here. And then later you can save you come into the program in the campus.
Yes, yes.
You can save the second half of your question for the university program.
Okay.
If you have any further questions, and everyone can hear the answer. So half the people are gone now. So we can stop the class now. Anybody who wants to meet with me individually, also I'm available. Thank you very much. Dantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jaya.